Behind the Scenes at Today.
I'm here with the Indigo Girls, and you're talking about your new documentary that's coming out. It's Only Life After All. And we see kind of you, Amy, looking through tapes and footage and all this stuff. Tell us about some of the things you discovered looking through this old footage.
Well, just everything from like 1981 on. So old high school stuff. I found some videos that my dad had taken that I had not seen before.
Yeah.
You know, of us or of me and my family. And there were some things that our manager's office came up with too, Russell Carter, that we hadn't seen, some show footage and stuff. So I think it was, you know, it was like a blast from the past. And there's some things you don't even remember. Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, I can't even remember being there. And then you see the images and you're like, it just takes you back, you know?
Yeah, it was just a reminder that we've been around a long time. I mean, there were some things that Amy, she had so much stuff that was documented. So I could remember doing an interview, but not until I saw it again through Amy's footage. And it was like, wow, I can't believe she got that on camera. So it really was a walk through the past.
Yeah, we're excited about that. One of my, like, the albums of my whole life has been Shaming of the Sun. Me and my mom, car ride, full blast. She was high notes, so she was Get Out the Map, and I was Shame on You. And so such good memories. Can you tell us about one of the songs that people come up to you the most that had a big impact on them? One particular one, I'm sure there's a lot. So.
Galileo. People mention Galileo a lot,
yeah.
I think.
And someone just came up to us in the hall and was saying that Closer to Fine was helpful for her when she hated boarding school. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was actually the woman that just did the cooking segment.
We didn't expect to meet her. She's like, let me tell you this story. So yeah.
It can be, it's a broad range, you know. I find Ghost, one of Emily's songs, is brought up a lot because it's like a good hardcore relationship breakup, not unrequited, but once requited unrequited love song. But also, you know, like people that do activism, sometimes it's like a song like Go or Shame on You or Power of Two is mentioned a lot as a wedding song, you know, that Emily wrote that. So, yeah, people have great stories, you know.
And I know this is a big question, but what is one of the songs you're most proud of writing?
Well, I have songs that are very, very personal to me that I feel like, oh, I wrote in that song what I intended to. On our newest album, there's a song called Look Long that I feel really good about. And there's an older song called She's Saving Me. They're both ballads, but I love those songs because I said what I wanted to say. And it's hard to do that when you're writing a song. I rarely ever get it right. But anyway.
I have I have a slow song called Share the Moon that I really, it's one of the songs that I felt the best about after I wrote. I spent a long time on it, but it wasn't like labored. It was like I spent time on it because I just wanted to get the love story part of it just right, you know, and so, yeah.
That's excellent. And so, obviously, the Barbie movie, Closer I Am to Fine, you know, that song kind of blew up even bigger. When they chose that for the film, did they tell you why they thought that was the perfect song?
No, we knew that the song was going to be in the trailer for the movie, but we had no idea it was going to be in the movie. And
it's
we
such
didn't,
a major part of it, you know?
We had no idea. I mean, it wasn't until I saw the movie that I realized how much it was actually in that and that it was attached to the storyline. And so that really, it was, the whole thing just kind of fell out of the sky, like this incredible good fortune. And we're both huge Greta Gerwig fans.
She's amazing.
Yeah, she's amazing. And so what an honor to have our work in her work. So it was a fantastic surprise. And we never would have expected it.
And I think people all over America now are singing top of their lungs in the car, and it just makes you feel good. So thank you so much for talking with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Follow us on Instagram @ today on SiriusXM for more.